It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I'm getting ready. It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Did you decide to get dressed up in anything different today? This is the day for the costume party, you know. Would you help me to put this belt on? Because I can't see in the back. Right here. Get it through the right thing. Oh, there it is. There. I'm getting dressed as an airplane pilot today. I borrowed this suit from a real airplane pilot. There, I'll show you the rest of it. Here's the cap. Do I look different? Boy, I can remember times when I was a little boy. Oh, maybe 4, 5 years old. I used to pretend that I was an airplane pilot. Just flying around and taking off from the ground and then landing. I pretended that a lot. When I got to be a teenager, I really did learn how to fly a plane. I think all that pretending when I was little really helped me to want to learn to fly. I'd like to show you a picture of my teacher, the man who taught me how to fly a plane. His name was George Allen. And this is the plane that he and I flew in as he was teaching me. I used to pretend that I wrote songs, too. I'd get big sheets of paper and then write lines across the paper and put notes on, pretend that I was really writing songs. And when I grew up, I really learned how to write songs. I've been working on one for you. I worked on it last night because I knew that today was our costume party. We'd be getting dressed up in different things, and that's sort of like pretending. So this song is about pretending. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending, just pretending. You can try out many things by pretending. Your own makeup play can be different every day, but it's your work, it's important. Pretend. You can try out life by pretending. You can even say, you're a baby today by pretend. by pretending. You can pretend that you're big or you're small.
Mr. Rogers!
Somebody calling. Do you hear somebody calling?
Mr. Rogers!
Maybe it's some of the other people for the costume party. Let's see. Just a minute. Just a minute. Coming. Oh, yes, it's Betty and Joe. Come on. Hi.
Oh.
How do you do?
Oh, how
who
do
are
do?
You?
Airplane pilot.
Airplane pilot Rogers.
How do you do?
How do you do?
We are a horse, if you will help us.
We'd be glad to.
Will you help us get into this so that we can be a horse?
Boy, is that ever nice. Now, what should I do to help you?
Just sort of bring this around, if you can.
Like that?
Or snap it, or hook it, or...
There's a snap.
Good.
You need that?
Yes.
Are you like the horse in Make-Believe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a fine horse.
I know.
You're a very fine horse.
I know.
Here, let me fix this back here. Oh, there. Beautiful. Think I could ride you?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Sure.
All right, well, I'll try.
Oh,
an airplane pilot on a horse.
Shall we go?
Okay. Down the side street here. Nice horse.
Whoa!
Well, look who's
I
coming.
I love to take my giraffe for walks. He's taller than anyone else. I know you're welcome to talk to my tall giraffe. He's kind from his head to his toes. So step up and speak to my pet giraffe. He'll talk to us down here below.
You will talk to us, won't you?
Look at that beautiful costume.
Can you guess who it is?
I can't begin to guess.
Well, who's in the horse costume there?
Oh, a lady who has a theater and a man who has a music shop.
Betty and Joe?
That's right. See?
Hi there.
But who's in
Hi.
Here?
Well, try and guess.
Are there two people in here? No.
He's shaking his head no.
Is it a man inside?
It's one person.
Is it a neighbor?
Are you a neighbor?
Oh.
Who do you suppose that is?
Do you dance?
Yes.
Will you dance?
That nice.
Bravo!
Come on now, who is this in here? Would you give us a do you have a shop? In town. You do?
Give us a hint.
Give
You're
us a hint.
Close.
I'm a chef. I suggest that you
are. Chef Rocket!
Chef Rocket. You better take off. Oh,
you
Chef
it.
Rocket, that's a beautiful costume.
You know, I always wanted to dress up like a giraffe because I wonder what it would be like to have a long, thin neck.
Because I always
know.
Wanted to be a giraffe keeper.
So we decided to do both things.
Great. Well, will you all come inside?
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, that was a lovely dance with the giraffe and the horse.
You had him stumped there for a while.
Beautiful costume.
Thank you. I really enjoyed getting dressed up.
You pretend a giraffe well.
Thank you.
Wait, I'll get the door. Look at the horse go up the steps.
Fun to watch a horse try to go in a house. Careful on the steps, horse. Oops. Good.
job.
You made it, horsey.
I know.
You're a very, very, very fine horse.
I know.
Two voices.
With Mr. Those, Rogers?
Yes?
Would you help us out of this?
Sure, Betty.
Thank you.
Bet it's hot in there.
Oh, it is.
Oh. There you are.
Oh. Oh.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Can't it's cooler stay. Out here now.
It is.
Would you like some refreshments?
Oh, that would be marvelous. Thank you very much.
I'll be right back.
Okay. You know, Mr. Rogers' uniform looks like a real pilot's uniform.
Yes, it does.
With the wings right there, you know?
You know what I wonder? I wonder what the people in make-believe would pretend to be.
X would probably come as Benjamin Franklin. Don't you think?
He always does. And Henrietta's going to be somebody beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I wonder who the horse would be.
I know.
What?
Well, let's pretend and find out.
Oh.
I think what... But I don't want to be a horse in make-believe. I think I'd like to pretend to be a horse farmer. You know, someone who takes care of horses.
That would be fine.
Oh.
Here's the rules. Thank you.
Juice and cookies.
That's some orange juice.
Well, what are you going to be, Joe?
Oh, well... I think I would like to be
a
safari photographer.
Oh, photographer?
Mm-hmm. Well, you could take
pictures of animals.
Right.
Hey, you can take my picture because I'm going to be a giraffe again. I love you.
If you are, then I can take your picture.
Right. And I'm going to be the keeper. I think I'll just be the giraffe keeper. Yes, I won't change.
Mm. Let me see. What would the king be?
He'll have a fancy outfit. I know.
Maybe he'll be just a plain, just a person instead of a king.
Oh, he's so royal though.
Oh, that's right.
He always has to be somebody royal.
President, maybe.
What do you suppose Daniel would be?
Daniel.
You know, sometimes he's a fierce lion. Sometimes.
Do you think? But he's so tame for real.
Yeah, he is for real.
What could the trolley be?
Trolley. Trolley could be an airplane or a helicopter or something like
that. Oh, that's a good idea.
Helicopter?
Yeah.
Kind that goes up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, trolley would have to go this way.
Since you're a pilot, do you think you could get the trolley to come in?
Sure, I'll call the trolley.
Good.
Sure. You know how we make it work with this mechanism here.
Mm-hmm.
Trolley. There's a trolley.
Hi, trolley.
Trolley. This is costume party day.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we've decided that we'd like you to pretend that you are a helicopter. Wait till I make the trolley go back and forth. Yeah. Helicopter usually goes up and then over, but you'll have to stay on your tracks. Right. Gonna be a lot of costumes in make-believe. Will you make-believe with us? Okay. Costume party day in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, Trolley, you're even dressed up today, aren't you?
Oh, you're really flying, Trolley.
You don't have a costume on today, horse.
I know.
But today was the day for people to dress up.
I know.
Well, I guess some people don't like to dress up.
I know.
Sometimes it takes a while to get used to costume parties. Let me get another picture.
Handyman, Negri, safari, picture taker, I presume?
Oh, how did you know King Friday?
I am not King Friday today.
Well, who are you, sire?
I'm dressed up as King Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
King of all those days?
Exactly.
Hi, gentlemen.
Oh, Lady Eberlyn Farmer, I presume.
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
I am not Uncle Friday today.
Oh, a fierce lion. I can take a picture of him.
He may hurt this horse.
Growl.
Here, horse, I take care of you.
Growl. I really won't hurt anybody.
Oh, what did that lion say?
Oh, the lion said he really won't hurt anybody, King, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, that's good. Well, then, welcome, fierce lion.
Oh, thank you, brave king. Lady Evelyn, would you take off my false face for just a minute? Oh, thank you. I even got scared of myself for a while when I was gurring and growling like that.
Now I can get a picture of a tame tiger.
Oh, good.
Hello, everybody.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hello.
Hi, X.
I am Benjamin Franklin, of course.
Oh, yes. And who is that lady with you?
Oh, that's Henrietta.
Meow, 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 know me?
Of course I knew you, Henrietta. I meant, what person are you dressed up like?
Meow, 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 Folger Franklin.
Abiah Folger Franklin?
Yes. She is Ben Franklin's mother.
Oh. Grr, growl, grr, growl. But I won't hurt you, Mrs. Franklin. I'm really a tame tiger underneath, see?
See, Henrietta? It's Daniel underneath.
Why, look yonder.
It's a blimp.
It is. Hey, it looks as if there's some people in it.
X, who do they look like to you? You're the closest to it.
They look like Dr. Bill and Elsa Jane.
Does?
And Ornithorhynchus Antinus.
What a clever idea. I know who it is. I'll bet it's Lady Elaine Fairchild and Corny. With a little doll baby.
Oh, you think they're coming to the costume party dressed up that way?
Yes, but, oh, X, it looks exactly like the platypus blimp. Look, it, even the colors are
the really same. It really does. The blimp looks exactly the same.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah.
That's
it. Oh, look, they're even going down over toward the... They're trying to make us think it's the platypuses.
Why, and that looks like opera singer Clemens with a giraffe there.
A giraffe?
Meow. Meow, meow, big.
Of course they're big, but they won't hurt you.
There, they've landed. Oh, I wonder who they are.
Mm. Oh, and they're coming over here, too.
Just as I thought. People dressed in costumes for this special day, Uncle Fry.
Yeah. I wonder who they really are.
So do I. Yes. Guess we'll know soon.
This is such a good idea this day.
Hi, giraffe. Here they are.
Welcome.
They look exactly like...
Yeah. Oh, it's sure. So good to be back.
Yeah. Hey, we're sorry to be late.
Oh, yes, you are late, but... Who are you?
Yeah. Why, we're the platypus family.
We're really Elsie Jean and Dr. Bill and Ornithorhynchus Antinus.
Oh, come on, you're just pretending. Let us see who you really are. Come on, take off the mask.
they've forgotten us here, and they're all dressed up so funny. Oh, I'm sorry I came.
It's really you, Elsie Jane.
Oh, don't hurt my wife now, fierce lion.
Oh, thank you, Lady Evelyn. Oh. See, I'm Daniel.
Why, Daniel, how good it is to see your face.
Oh, you're really Dr. Bill, aren't you?
Of course I am, and I'm a pediatrician now.
Oh. You mean you've really come home?
Why, of course we have, Your Majesty, but for a minute we wondered if anybody wanted us back.
Of course we want you, don't we? We were so disappointed the other day. Well, everyone else is inside the castle, platypuses. You must come right away. Oh, such cause for celebration.
Yes.
Come one, come all to the sea room for costumes and celebration causes. Lovely, the platypuses are home.
No,
it's
really
it really was.
It really was the platypus family.
I know.
And do you know what I think? I think Ornithorhynchus Antinus has really grown.
Yes. Hey, here comes another flying contraption.
Yeah, it sure is.
Come on, flying giraffe, let's go.
There, Dolly.
Nice job, Dolly.
good, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, it really was.
Thanks. Glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming.
Oh, it's time for me to go. I've got to go to my theater, yes.
Oh.
Would you be able to come with me? I want to show the children the whole horse costume.
Right? Oh, yeah, I could come for a little while.
But it's time for them to go.
Chef Crockett.
I know.
Is there any chance you could be away from the bakery today?
Oh, sure. Mrs. Schenck is there taking care of it.
And you, Francois, would you be able to come too?
Yes, I'd love to come.
A giraffe and a horse.
And a horse.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And a giraffe horse keeper.
Yeah. Let's get ready outside.
Yeah, there's more room out there. Yeah.
Oh. Could I help you in with
that? Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Now, this is a much better place to get into costume.
I'll help you.
You're a good giraffe keeper.
Oh, you're a good giraffe.
Mr. Rogers, you're a good pilot.
Okay.
Good.
Glad to help.
Uh-huh. Nice and soft. I like to feel that.
There.
How are you coming, horse?
You'll surprise the children when they see you. Betty and Joe. Dawn. There.
Francois.
I hate to see you all walking away.
Then we'll dance away.
Then you'll dance away.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Step up and dance with my pet giraffe. You got to the
What a costume party. Will you help me come inside now and we'll clean up? Okay. All the orange juice is gone. That many cookies left. Cookies in the cookie box. I was thinking about make-believe, what you and I make-believed together. That was a very mixed-up homecoming, wasn't it? Everybody had missed the platypuses. They had been waiting for them to come back for so long. They'd been away a long time. Yeah. And then what happened when they came back? People didn't even know them. They thought they were dressed up in costumes. And they weren't. Those were the real platypuses. Have you ever waited for somebody to come back for a long time? When they came back, it was just as if you didn't even know them. We've had such a busy week together, you and I. I'm always proud to know you. Mm-hmm. The person that you are. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are, how important each person you see can be, discovering each one's specialty is the most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. Surely do. And I'm proud of the things that you pretend to. Mm-hmm. Because I know that by your pretending, you'll want to do some of those things when you grow up. It's a way of working on things. Oh, I didn't even show you these. See this? This is what the pilot speaks through. When he's there, he says, "Will everyone kindly fasten your seatbelts? We're coming in for a landing." When you come in for a landing, that means you're almost there. You and I'll be back together next week. And I'll be thinking of you on the weekend, the way I always do. Yep. I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to do, and I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. You'll know me next week when I come to see you, won't you? Sure, we're friends. Bye-bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.